FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The show is about you and what you want to talk about, whether it be a political issue, some sort
of... It's about me and what I want to talk about?
Well, actually, no.
Oh.
Unfortunately, we have to defer to the callers. I mean, if we don't have calls, then
it's about
you.
The callers and what the callers
right.
want to talk about.
Right, but if there are no callers on the line, then you, man, which can bring something up. However, tonight we haven't had that opportunity. We've been besieged with phone calls all night long.
The way it's supposed to be.
It is the way it's supposed to be, and we're going to go right back to it, but we want to tell you about freetalklive.com first. Log on. Get interactive with us. If you know, if we're not on the air, it's 4 in the morning, and you want to talk to other, you know, you want to get interactive with Free Talk Live, the bulletin board system is open 24 hours a day with hundreds
Absolutely.
Of users, thousands of posts for you to get interactive there, and it's free. It's on the house.
Well, while you're perusing the bulletin board system and picking out which topics you want to post on,
mm-hmm.
you can be listening to the archives, which is the last 6 days. Right there for your convenience. Download them for free. Listen
no
to
membership.
Them.
No membership fee required.
Not yet.
Right there. Not yet. 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. And again, this is the show is about you and your calls. If we start an hour and we got calls on hold, we go to them. Let's go to Matthew in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
What's
hey.
Happening, dude?
Just listening to you guys. I just started listening just recently. Been listening to a lot of archives. Hey, am I
Thanks.
Not supposed to mention the chat room? Is that gone?
Chat room's gone.
Hey, that's where it goes.
Didn't there I? You go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just edit that out.
The bulletin board system is more than
functional. Revisionist history, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the BBS is more than functional for...
The first rule of Free Talk Live is you don't talk about the chat room.
we do not talk about that.
No, it's time had come. Anyway, what's up?
Well, listen, I mean, if you guys want to talk about something, bring up a topic. I'll respond. I'll play off.
Thanks, Matthew.
That's not how the damn calls work, man.
I'm sorry.
Would you stick to the format here?
That's right. I know. I'm just breaking.
You're confusing us.
I'm breaking the format. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm fine. How about this? You guys were talking about the Constitution Party, and I wanted to. I used to have published on my webpage the difference between the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party, as exemplified by the preamble to the Constitution Party platform and the Libertarian Party. Statement of principles. Have you talked about this a million times, I'm sure.
I'm not familiar with
not
the preamble.
From this angle. Go ahead.
Oh, but the preamble of the Constitution Party is delicious. Anyway, the Constitution Party gratefully acknowledges the blessing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as creator, preserver, ruler of the universe, and these United States.
The ruler of the United States.
And of these United States, yes. These. Now, they do use these, which, you know, a minor point there, but basically...
I actually happen to be on this very same page where I happen to go to the Constitution Party website over the break.
Yeah,
and
I figured you were there already.
With you.
And we hereby appeal to him for mercy, aid, comfort, guidance, and the protection of his providence as we work to restore and preserve these, again, United States, in any case. So it talks about that. And the Libertarian Party, of course, says simply, we, the members of the Libertarian Party... challenge the cult of the omnipotent state and defend the rights of the individual, which I think is relatively reasonable, which is why I've always thought of the Libertarian Party as the real moderates around, because they were saying lots of reasonable things.
They do seem reasonable to me. I mean, it shows that the party was created on principle as opposed to, like, evolved like the Democrats and the Republicans did.
They change according to the way the wind blows.
Yeah, it's essentially impossible to ask enough questions of any of the two major party candidates and find out what they're really likely to do
mm-hmm.
once in office. It's pretty much impossible.
Well, they're likely to take the power that they've engendered and use it for whatever means they can to enrich themselves.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think that the track record of the libertarians that have gotten into office, of which there have been many, indicates that they are actually principled and will act in a principled manner once there.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I know.
It's nice, by the way, it's nice to hear another libertarian. We had at least one call in during the last hour, but it's nice to have another one call in, because I was commenting to Manwich during the break. I said, one thing you got to hand the Constitution Party members credit for is they'll call into a damn radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
They sure will.
Yeah, I'm glad that they will, and I realize that a lot of these small parties, if you're in them and you're active at all, it means that you are... you know, required to be a representative, and more often than not, a candidate eventually. It hasn't happened to me yet. It may.
Well, if you haven't been convicted of a felony, it won't be long.
Yeah, I know. You know, pretty much my plan is to be...
It's hard to find libertarians that haven't been convicted of felonies, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm finding nice, articulate ones who, you know, appear to be able to present the ideas coherently as...
I heard libertarians today as described as Republicans who smoke pot.
Felonies aren't all they're cracked up to be, man.
P.J. O'Rourke is like that, though. He's, you know, the Republican Party reptile. You know, that's how he is. So I think there are some people who kind of are like, yeah, whatever, I'll drink the Kool-Aid and tell everybody I'm a Republican because they have the money, but basically I'm a libertine Republican, a lot of them are.
I did it for a long time. I didn't know. Honestly, I started talking to one of the guys that worked at the radio station that I worked at, and he sort of hipped me to the whole Libertarian Party thing, mm-hmm. and then a couple of years later, we ended up on a talk show together.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about me.
Right. I think that it's a good sign that a lot of people that I'm seeing who are thinking about libertarianism are young, interesting, fun people, and I think that the more people we can convince not to drink the Kool-Aid, the better off we'll be.
Young, interesting, and fun. What radio show are you listening to?
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's why I've been listening to you guys. I listen to Harry Brown stuff, radio stuff, and listen to you guys.
Yes.
Among other things, you have some great bumps, which I think you should list on your website and let you run into IP problems with that.
Oh, you're talking about the music beds?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're very good, but we'll just leave them alone.
I understand. If you're not allowed to tell
people what they are. Our radio stations pay their ASCAP fees.
If you're not allowed to tell people what they are, I understand.
It's Pantera, Megadeth, Testament. I used to have Metallica beds, but I just pulled them all. I don't care for them anymore.
Why ever would you pull Metallica? Is that dangerous at all? You mean could be some problem with intellectual property rights in Metallica? Whatever are you talking about?
Besides the fact that we're angry about our freedoms being stripped away, and metal is obviously very angry style music. That's kind of one reason why it's there. Mm-hmm. The other reason is I used to be a rock and roll disc jockey when I first got my start in radio, and.
Yeah.
If you've ever worked in the radio business, in music radio specifically, you know to not deviate from the playlist. And every time I slipped in Megadeth and got reamed out by the program director, nearly fired. This is for all of those times, basically. I get to play my music.
And he has a whole bunch of anti-war, Hell of War stuff, too.
Who, Dave Mustaine from Megadeth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess he does. You're right about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So
he's a little crazy, but...
Well, yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I think that you can't ignore when he's on your side. It's always important to make sure that when someone's on your side, you agree with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, what else do I want to talk about? I think we pretty much exhausted that topic. But the other one was, I like the fact that we now have a private versus public almost bidding war in this country between people giving... to the Asian crisis and the government giving to the Asian crisis, because the government, of course, can give as much money as they want.
Well, and it's not like
ours.
It's doing anything. It's our tax dollars, but they're giving it to the government over there, so it's not really going to go to help anyone.
Well, I would, I really hope that. And there's a place called charitynavigator.org, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but...
No,
I haven't.
What it allows you to do is it allows you to compare charities on various criteria, including efficiency, et cetera, how much...
Oh,
you get
way cool.
And
yeah, I like it when libertarians plug websites on this show. Everybody else trying to plug a book or something. That sounds like a good site.
Yeah,
charitynavigator.org.
And I want people to look at it, and if they see something that I don't, which indicates that there's no record, no statistic that says this is going to a government or not, because personally I'd rather have it not go there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our records of charity, especially UN charities, one of the horrible, most horrible, least efficient charities around,
ends
up being given to the tyrants, and they end up sticking it in a numbered bank account somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think that if there's one ray of hope involved here, the fact is that Amazon.com and all these other places are accepting donations, and we're over half of what the government has promised. And they promise more based on shame, because the individuals in this country, being incredibly generous per capita, are giving tons of money to people they've never met for the most part.
I just wanted – have you ever heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, I have.
Are you going?
I got to think about it. I got a big social constellation in Minneapolis, but I think it's a great idea.
Right on.
I held out for a couple of months. It took me a couple of months.
It took me a good year to say yes to it.
But I realized I had 5 years to get there after they reached 20,000.
Mm-hmm. And we're only at 6,000 right now. Anyway, Matthew, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Larry in Washington coming up next. Unless, of course, a woman calls in. We'll put you on first, ladies. Dial in. 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we will talk to you about anything. You got a personal problem? Want to talk about it? We'd love to hear from you. You got a political rant, you got an issue, you got an agenda you want to push, the phone lines are open for you at 800-259-9231. Literally the show you can take control of. You can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. You've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts for you to take a look at, hundreds of users, hundreds of free talkers on there. Also, I mentioned the Shrine, the archive, 6 days worth of the show there, downloadable, on the house, no charge. It's all at freetalklive.com.
And they're broken into nice, convenient little one-hour packages
and
that
I describe,
labeled up.
I describe the hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're labeled.
Let's go right to the phones, though. This is a show about you and your calls. Larry, in Washington. D.C. or Washington State? You're on Free Talk Live, Larry.
Washington State.
Aha. That's much better than Washington, D.C.
Much better.
All right. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. You seem to be pretty strong constitutionalist.
You could say that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to think so.
How about then we discuss a good part of it? Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it out here. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1?
Yep.
All right, I got Section 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I mean, do you have it in front of you, Larry? Because then you could read it instead of man, which happened to hunt
Clause
around.
Clause 1, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver. Oh, here we go. Gold and silver tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of a tender, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility.
Okay.
So, you mean my title of King Manwich? it's not constitutional?
No.
How about Prince Manwich? Duke Manwich?
How about an honest money?
Okay.
How about Dork Manwich?
Okay, I'll go along with that.
All right. So, Larry, you want to talk about money, huh?
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
You got to keep it simple, Larry. Larry, you got to remember, there's people out there that it's tough for them to grasp these concepts, so keep it simple.
Okay. An honest money that cannot be manipulated at the whims of the Federal Reserve.
Okay. It'd be great if we had one.
Well, didn't those sitting congressmen raise a hand, take an oath to uphold that thing, that contract?
Yes, and every single one of them is in violation, with the exception of Ron Paul, I think. I think we can
accept thank
Ron
you.
Paul.
Yes, I agree with Ron Paul.
Every other one of them, every one of those 535 drunken sailors is in violation, and they should be prosecuted. But unfortunately, we can't because they have sovereign immunity.
Well, from what I understand, it says, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union.
Yeah,
not,
it does say that.
Not them, the government.
It does say that.
We the people is the individual. That, to me, I know you two gentlemen seem to ridicule the belief of a supreme being of whatever.
Manwich is a religious man.
I absolutely believe in a supreme being. I just don't think that I can take my supreme being and shove him down your throat.
Okay. But say I take the Bill of Rights as a co-equal to the Ten Commandments.
I'm here with you.
You don't just say I shall not commit murder except on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
As well as you said a well-regulated militia.
Right.
Shall not be... The word infringed, how much?
What part of no don't they understand, right?
Thank you. Now, is this treason, or is it just that we don't give a shit anymore?
Okay, you're on live radio, man. You got to watch it, dude.
Okay,
by one, but that's it, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah, but we certainly understand where you're coming from. I think, I believe, this is my personal belief, that it's good people... serving in the government want to do the right thing by you and I. And they think the best way to do that is by passing more and more laws. A surgeon cuts. A construction worker builds. And a legislator legislates.
And it's the wrong frame of mind, unfortunately.
It's the wrong frame of mind, but...
Do you actually believe it's sheer stupidity of these people?
I think it's their good nature. I think it's their goodwill and what they want to do for common man.
I think there are some people who are ignorant, and I think some of them are downright evil. I think, though, that it's a good chance to plug one of our favorite organizations, Downsize DC. They've got a huge plan for 2005. Are you familiar with Downsize DC, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Are you a member of their website?
No, I've gone off Jeff Renz.
Ah.
Well, it's definitely something worth checking out. Get on their email list. They send out emails periodically about certain action items. You log onto their website, fill in your login information, and it automatically fills in all your contact info and sends an email to your representatives there in Washington, letting them know that you want to downsize D.C. on whatever the issues. There's a number of different issues that are going to come up throughout the year.
Okay.
But the idea there is we're going to bombard these senators with downsize messages instead of give us more laws messages, and maybe one or two of them will come on board.
Okay. I've basically looked at what you call the conspiracy side of politics for 30 years or so.
Okay.
I remember back in the 80s being a Bircher.
What's a Bircher?
John Birch Society.
Oh, yeah.
I
had a friend, my next door neighbor's a John Birch Society guy, and he asked me to come to a meeting, and I have a radio show every night.
Okay, write your congressman, be informed, da da da. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can write until you get cramps in your damn hand.
They sure don't care.
You can talk until you're blue in the face. And for 30 years, people have been saying, I know directly where we're going into this martial law.
I agree with that.
It is so self-evident, you'd have to be a fool not to believe it.
Well, Larry, if you've been listening to this show, you know we talk about it every week, almost every day on this particular show.
And to me, to say we're going to bombard, you know, I hate to say it, but those people out there are committing treason. It is so blatant anymore. It's in your face.
What are you going to do about it, though, Larry?
See, now there we go. There has always come to the big question.
It is always the question.
So what's your answer?
Well, that is up to the individual.
But what are you going to do about it, Larry? That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah, you. You're the one on the phone.
Well, we all do what we can.
What does that mean? What are you going to do? That's a cop-out, Larry. Come on, what do you got?
No, it's not. Some things are just better left unknown.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, that translation, I'm building a bomb in my basement.
No.
He's going to fly a kamikaze mission.
I've got a tank under a tarp in my backyard. Actually, Larry, if that's the case, I think more of us should have tanks.
Hey, wait a minute.
I think that everybody should have an AK-47 and 5,000 rounds and a bag full of solid gold Kirkarans buried in their backyard.
Well, see, I have some friends that believe similar to this, that.
Larry, you got about 20 seconds, man.
Okay. But then I tease him. I says, well, that's what it's going to happen. After martial law is finally declared, you're going to go out in the middle of the moonlight and polish your rifle and say you're free.
You're damn right. Get your guns now because and now's the right time to do it. Anyway, Larry, thanks for the call. Hopefully we will hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Paul next. It's your calls next on Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Wind changes directions, you crash your kite. Boss changes directions, you miss the deadline. But when we come back, I'll tell you how your car feels when you pull a sudden change.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat of the pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
Quick changes are good for Cher's concerts, but some things are better eased into, like changing directions in your car. Confession time. While parking, ever shifted into reverse while your car was still moving forward? Oh, that hurts! It's like Curtis Martin racing downfield and having his direction suddenly changed by Derek Brooks. Yep, just like our bodies, transmissions suffer a jolt when abruptly switched from drive to reverse. So follow the lead of a kinder, gentler NFL. Bring your car to a full stop before changing directions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's your show if you want it to be. You can call in and literally take control of the airwaves, hijack your local radio station. Actually, if this show is not on your local radio station, your local talk station, if you're one of our internet listeners or C-band listeners, we want to be on your local station.
We do. We want it more than anything.
Yeah, and we want your help. All you have to do is call your local talk stations, talk to the program director and or general manager, and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week. Tell them to throw that bigoted xenophobe off the air and put on Free Talk Live. You know who
the
I'm talking
general.
About. You know who I'm talking about. 1-800-259.
Language, culture, and borders.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control again. Anything goes. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive in the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you can grab the last 6 days worth of shows and much, much more all on the house at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Paul going to take control of the show in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live, Paul.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Excellent, Paul.
It's nice talking to you again. I love your website and I love your radio show. I just want to do a follow-up on the last little bit we were talking about the moon. The two videos you could...
Yes, this is just a recap. Paul is one of those who believes that we did not land on the moon.
I remember his call. That was great. Thank you for calling again, Paul.
And there has been some conversation about this on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, hasn't there?
Well, I can tell you, there's a lot of people that believe we went to the moon. And actually, I got a call from a guy last night out of the blue. He works at some observatory in Austin, Texas. And he's an engineer, and he works on this somewhere at this observatory where they shine a laser at the moon, and it comes back down. And he was trying to convince me that this is...
How the hell do you shine a laser at the moon and have it come back down? Do they have a mirror positioned in a certain point on the moon?
Well, there's these panels. He says that he's convinced that the astronauts went there because of these panels, but yet he told me in the conversation that his boss said there's no way to prove that the laser's actually doing this, and so what he's using is circular reasoning. And then he said to me, what do you say to all the scientists, and he talked about people that's come from Japan and all over. He says, what do you say to the people who are saying this? I say to them is this, just like the caller. I had a great time talking to the guy that we were debating with last week.
That's right.
And my question is very simple. What are you using as proof? And that's what I said to this guy, and of course he used circular reasoning. They use something as proof that cannot be proven, but the bottom line is, I say to him, what has got you thoroughly convinced? And I say that to anyone, because I've taken the time, unlike other people. Like last night, the guy said, tell me about some of this information. Well, I said there's a documentary, it's $50. He said, oh, well, I'm not worried about finding out that bad. Well, there you go. You're talking to someone who's searched and dug and made phone calls.
Right. Let me say this, Paul. I got to say, I've been following the conversation. There's a thread about this on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. So if you're interested in both sides of this issue, because there most certainly are two sides, and there are videos, there are people that are making the claim that we didn't go to the moon. I got to say, I'm firmly in the I don't know camp. I really don't know if we did or didn't, because I gotta say, for all of the claims that the moon hoaxers, the people who claimed the moon landing was a hoax,
yes.
The people who are in your camp, Paul, for all the claims that they make, there are counterclaims by the other side that make a lot of sense. Now, what you're saying is, though, that even though there are counterclaims, there are scientific evidence that disproves a lot of the hoaxer claims, that doesn't necessarily mean that we went to the moon, right?
No, it doesn't. And I'll tell you why. I used to be in the I don't know camp, but what convinced me that we didn't go is because after knowing all the evidence and after searching and finding and seeing the proof,
mm-hmm.
the way that I've seen the establishment try to totally discredit on the History Channel and other shows, just try to destroy it instead of just debating it on the facts, it just proves to me that they're trying to do everything they can to discredit the people who, as you say, don't believe, and I try to stay away from beliefs. I say that I don't believe in beliefs.
Okay.
I try to deal with facts.
That's good.
And so one more point I'd like to make is, at Global Insights, they have two videos. The best one.
We're not gonna plug anybody's videos on the show.
How about can I?
They can buy some airtime because we need some damn money, Paul.
Okay. Well, I won't plug them, but the documentary is called.
Yeah,
what?
you're gonna plug it anyway. I see that. 802 Paul. I mean, you're getting it out there. You're getting it out there. Anybody that wants to do the research can do it. And I'll tell you what, if you want to plug, log on the bulletin board system. Are you a member there?
Yes.
Okay, just post all the info there.
Okay.
And then, because if you give out a phone number, if you give out a website, it just goes over people's heads on the radio. If you put it on our Free Talk Live bulletin board system, it's there permanently. Everybody who goes to the bulletin board system can see it there. From now till the end of the bulletin board system. So, okay. Do that, okay? And we won't charge you for it.
Well, I appreciate it, bro.
All right, Paul. Anything else on your mind today?
I can't think other than the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air. And
you're right about that. And it's a bad, bad situation. The only time it's going to change, though, is when we get libertarians in office.
Yeah, and I tell you, we really need to wake up as a society, because I think too many people are, which is nothing wrong with watching Hollywood movies, but I think too many people are like, they get their version of reality, actually, from Hollywood. It can't be believed unless Hollywood said so.
Interesting.
But I'll leave you guys with that.
I agree. We should. We definitely need to wake America up, although I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to be the issue that does it. Thank you, Paul, for the call. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have, I mean, as far as waking America up, it was suggested that, you know, you're going to have to, literally, they're going to have to get hit over the head with something. What is the political 2x4 that it's going to take, man?
I can't, you know, so many freedoms have been lost in the last few years,
right,
since the war on terror began. And
it's been accelerating, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely accelerating. And, you know, when you saw the National Guard guys at the airport checking your trunk before you went in, one would think that would do it.
It didn't.
It didn't.
American people fell right in line. They've been brainwashed.
You know, and now that they're allowed to feel women's boobs when they get on the airplanes, you think that would be enough? But it's not.
No, a few protests. A few people are offended by it, but not enough to, you know, nobody's really reporting on it too heavily. Nobody's really talking about it too much. I mean, we're talking
about
it. They're
trading my liberty for all of our freedom.
Speaking of trading liberties, as a matter of fact, this is a perfect segue. Finally, we get to my prep for the night here.
Okay, what's your prep?
Well, every year there's a couple different indexes of economic freedom. The Heritage Foundation is one of the groups, and there's another group out there that does one as well. And this year, the 2005 Index of Economic Freedom has found that the United States is no longer in the top 10 most economically free countries.
Really?
As of this year.
Now, who did the survey? We're not in the top 10 most economically free?
No, we are not.
Oh, my God.
And we've been dropping consistently for the past 5 years. In 1995, we were the number fifth most economically free nation.
Right, I remember that. Okay.
From 1995 through the year 2001, conveniently right up through 2001 when we had the World Trade Center thing happen.
Uh-huh.
We were vacillating. We were fifth place 1 year, eighth place 1 year, sixth place, fifth place. So we're up in between five and eighth place. Then in 2002, we dropped to ninth, went from sixth to nine. 2003, stayed at ninth place. 2004, dropped to 10th place. This year, we're in 12th place, and we're tied for 12th
place. 2005?
For 2005.
But we haven't.
According to what happened in 2004. It's based on what happened in 2004. We'll explore this a little bit more. United States, rapidly losing freedoms. 800-259-9231. Here are the hard facts coming up and coming at you, unless you want to interrupt the show.
Coming up and coming at you.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You still have time to get your call on the air. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The email
Until
address.
Then, I want to find out what we're talking about here as far as
definitely.
Where America is on the... What scale was this?
This is the Index of Economic Freedom put out by the Heritage Foundation. I mean, scholars, people who really know their stuff, analyzing all kinds of economic detail, different the level of restriction on business.
Heritage Foundation is a big conservative think tank.
It is a conservative think tank, although they skew a little libertarian. They're not all, they're not full libertarian, but they do.
Neither am I. So
I mean, obviously, they're being honest. I mean, they're certainly being honest. They're not trying to prop up the U.S. That's for damn sure, because let me just go ahead and read the top 10 countries. Mm-hmm. The top 10 most economically free countries.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Who's the top 10? We're 11, right?
We're 12.
12.
Tied for 12th with Switzerland, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And again, this doesn't factor in personal freedoms, okay? So that's why Singapore is number two. Singapore is number two. I mean, you can't chew gum in the streets in Singapore.
Right.
You have to have a prescription.
Without getting caned.
You have to have a prescription for chewing gum in Singapore. Okay, so
you have to have a prescription for chewing
right.
gum.
Yeah, and there's a death penalty for selling marijuana there. I mean, it's certainly not the most personally free place. So each country obviously has ups and downs. So we're only talking about economic freedoms, the ability to run your own business, to be able to have a problem with your business or a problem resolved in the court system, the honesty of the court system. There's all kinds of factors that go into this. They spend all year doing this study, basically. And so here are the latest numbers. The numbers for 2005, of course, based on what happened in 2004. The number two country, Singapore. Number three, Luxembourg. Number four.
Really? Luxembourg?
Estonia.
Hmm.
Number five. I don't even know where Estonia is.
Estonia?
Yeah.
It seems like one of those small European countries,
yeah.
but I couldn't tell you for sure.
Number five, Ireland. Number six, New Zealand. Number seven, the United Kingdom. Number eight, Denmark. Number nine, Iceland. Number 10, Australia.
The United Kingdom is more financially free.
More economically free than the United States.
I mean, they're a freaking socialist country.
They are.
They tax the hell out of people. That's still, and they're still more economically free?
Number eight, Denmark. Number nine, Iceland. Number 10, Australia. Number 11, Chile. And tied for 12th place, Switzerland and the United States. And number one, holding the number one spot for the last several years, Hong Kong.
Well, there's some things about Hong Kong that I'm glad that we're not that free. You know, I'm glad that we're not so free that they can just take all the guys' anybody's music and just copy it and sell it. Take your movie and copy
we're not
and sell it.
We're not going to get into that right now.
I'm just telling you, that's how I feel.
We talked about the abolition of intellectual property a while back. But
I wish we were up at number five
Kong,
again.
You should wish that we were as economically free as Hong Kong, because in Hong Kong, if you want to go, I was reading John Stossel's book, Give Me a Break, and he was talking about how he went to a couple different countries and tried to start his own business. In Hong Kong, he went in, filled out one form, and he had himself a business.
Wow.
And that's all it took. Within hours, he was selling Frisbees, ABC Frisbees, at a mall. Of course, nobody bought anything, but he was free to...
He couldn't sell any ABC Frisbees?
No, he was free to lose his ass, though, which is what economic freedom is all about.
It's an important freedom.
If you've got an idea, you should be able to go out there and do it without having to kowtow to a bunch of bureaucrats, fill out all kinds of endless paperwork. He also went to India and attempted to start a business there and determined that it wasn't going to be worthwhile because it would take him about a year or two to get through the paperwork alone.
Whoa.
Just to start. And then, of course, the legislature would have to debate whether or not to allow him to start a business. And
The legislator actually has to tell you whether...
I don't know if it's every single one, but they were debating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken wanted to come in there, and they had to debate it in the legislature whether or not KFC could open a store.
For 0.8 billion people, it might be worth it.
India's down there somewhere in the bottom 75%, by the way.
I'm
and
sure that's true.
The most oppressive nations, the bottom 10,
yes.
The worst, North Korea.
North Korea.
Just above North Korea, you got Burma, Libya, Zimbabwe, Turkmenistan, Laos, Cuba, Iran, Uzbekistan, Venezuela, Haiti, and Tajikistan. And you've been to Haiti.
I have been to Haiti. Why would it be so hard?
They're categorized as repressed, by the way, those nations.
I can't even imagine what it is about the... there doesn't seem to be any government at all, Haiti's a mess.
You said they don't even have drinking water over there, right?
No, they have nothing.
I want to read the introduction to the Index of Economic Freedom, because a little bit of it, because it's very interesting. They ask the question, why does poverty persist? This question has stumped the experts for decades. In vast areas of Africa, South America, and Asia, not to mention the United States, per capita incomes remain stagnant or even fall. Despite massive injections of foreign aid or World Bank loans, economies in some areas remain resistant to economic progress. From the top-down perspective, this behavior defies explanation. Such behavior is at first a puzzle from a bottom-up perspective as well. Most people around the world want a better life, at least for their children. Most people, given the chance, would do their best to provide food, shelter, and clothing for their families. Yet we observe continued homelessness and hunger. Most people, given the chance, would like to increase their education or skills or those of their children in order to enhance their earning potential.
Right.
Yet we observe many countries where investment in education is shockingly sparse. Clearly, something is not right. People have an instinctive desires. For example, their desire to feed, house, clothe, and protect the family is an instinct. It's something that people just know. Bettering oneself is also a desire of most people. This goal, however, is a little more complex because it requires an investment of time and resources. Something has to be given up today to reap more in the future. Such an investment, therefore, would only be worthwhile if it's believed that there will be a sufficient future payoff from allocating today's limited family resources to this project. People also have abilities. Each of us is a little bit different, say, in our dexterity or ability to understand how to farm or make a pair of plants. If there were no barriers holding us back, each of us would assess our abilities and figure out how to use them best to achieve our desires. In other words, desires plus abilities equals success. However, desires plus abilities minus roadblocks, as we'll see in a little bit, equals less success. And we'll get to that and what it means for you. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. A few moments remain for you to take control of the show, but if you don't, we'll keep talking about the Index of Economic Freedom for 2004. It's been, of course, released in 2005. United States dropping off of the top 10. Uh-oh. Not a good trend, Manwich. The last 3 years straight, dropping.
Well, we didn't. Not only did we just drop off the top 10, but we dropped, you know, to 12. It's not like we just slipped to 11.
And yeah, we're tied with Switzerland.
Now this is done by the
Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation.
There's also another organization that does a very similar one, and I don't have it on the top of my head. I think it's freetheworld.org or freetheworld.com. They have a very similar chart. Anyway,
the Heritage Foundation is pretty reputable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Firm,
Let me continue with this, because this is fascinating. They're talking about why poverty persists in the world. And they say that you can break it down to an equation. Desires plus abilities equals success. If you have the desire to do something and you create you give yourself the ability to do it, then you'll have success. However, the one thing that's not factored into that equation is roadblocks. The missing ingredient is roadblocks. The government enters and begins to impose regulations, taxes on efforts, restrictions on getting loans from local foreign banks, higher prices on imported staples, etc. The actions create the obstacles or roadblocks that make it harder to succeed. The bar gets set higher and higher, and fewer people can make it over that bar. So the equation then becomes desires plus abilities minus roadblocks equals success. So if you can get over the obstacles that the government puts in your way, then maybe you'll have a chance of success. And as I put before, John Stossel tried to open a store in India, and he just decided to not do it. He decided to not create that wealth because there were too many regulations in the way. And that happens in this country.
I guess that's why all the Indians are over here opening convenience marts and stuff.
Exactly. In other words, the greater number of roadblocks and the higher the bar, the less likely it is the person's efforts to achieve his or her goals will be successful. The less likely one is to receive sufficient rewards from giving up the essentials today. Such a pattern is precisely what has been observed by the Index of Economic Freedom over the past 11 years. We've been doing this for 11 years now. Each year we show that the freest countries, those with the smallest and fewest regulations or roadblocks, have the highest incomes, and that the income per person drops rapidly as the economic freedom disappears. Last year, we showed that those countries that had removed the most roadblocks, the countries that went ahead and just got rid of some of their regulations, had the largest improvements in their overall economic freedom scores. So you take away a few roadblocks, and people start doing things.
Wow.
They start creating. They start building. They start educating. They start opening businesses. For the first time, the United States has not ranked among the top 10 free countries of the world. This drop is just the latest manifestation of a trend that's been occurring for several years. It's been dropping like a rock. We're now in 12th place. More interesting than the drop is the cause of the U.S. decline. In part, it is a slight worsening of the country's score since the turn of the century. The free spending habits of a government where one party controls both Congress and the White House contributed to this decline. The Farm Subsidy Bill of 2002, the Medicare Prescription Bill of 2003 are poster children for a climate in which there is little restraint on raiding the public treasury. But spending like drunken sailors alone cannot explain the precipitous drop. The real problem is the U.S. is resting on its laurels while innovative countries around the world are changing their approaches and reducing roadblocks. It is though the U.S., and we're adding, somebody said 70,000 pages every year to the Federal Register. Those are all regulations. Those are all roadblocks going in the way of progress. Is there any surprise that we're failing as a country?
There's no surprise at all. I mean, there's the formula right there.
We're going to be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Our economy is stagnating.
I'm posting this. We are dropping like a rock. I'm going to post this on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. If you want to check it out for yourself and discuss it online at freetalklive.com, we'll see you. It's been Ian here with you.
And man,
we'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
If you're talking...